Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Magical engineer Frank and I got a great show. We are going to be talking about this new topic called gluten neuropathy. Ever hear about that? Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to be talking about dealing with tension since we didn't get it in last time. And we got some other things we can talk about if we get time. And we have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. Hope you are too. I'm hitting the knees and seeking Lord's face, because that is the way. Today's devotional is from Psalms 31, and it's verse 23 and 24, very positive. It says, "Oh, love the Lord, all you saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentiful rewards are handed out to the proud doer. So be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." Well, you know, mind time it grows short, because that is the way to hope in the Lord, seek his face. You know, prayer is a conversation with God. Hope you're having one every day. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, I kind of heard quackers there. All right, first up in the quacker. Hey, guess what? Hewlett-Packard, HP, you know, the computer people, they've designed this entire line of what is called germicide-resistant computers. Have you heard about this stuff? I was just like, say what? Well, it's called their healthcare edition. It's not for you and me. It's for hospitals and clinical practitioners. And it's different products. It's a laptop, desktop computer, desktop monitor. And they're designed for the needs of clinicians in mind. So, you know, in hospitals, you know, I used to work in intensive care. So, I mean, I always come in and, you know, kind of wipe down the keyboard and that kind of thing. Well, no longer do nurses and clinicians and tech support folks have to do that to cut down on germs at the hospital. Because guess what? The computer does that. It's got easy clean software, and it facilitates a cleaning with germicide. So you get rid of the germicide wipes. Don't need those anymore. I'm just like, what? Yeah. Also, they designed a security controller in the system, which is to make it harder for hackers to break in, steal patient records, and all that stuff. So HP thinking about hospitals and health records. All right, next up in the quack report, according to the UK, there's a case of super gonorrhea. Yep, worst ever, according to medical professionals over there. A UK guy said he picked up the sexually transmitted disease when he had an encounter with a woman in Southeast Asia. So Public Health of England says this is the first time the infection is not cured with their choice antibiotics. It's so resistant. It's just freaking them out. Dr. Gwen Hughes from Public Health of England said this is the first time a case has displayed such high-level resistance in all of these drugs and most other commonly used antibiotics. So they've got one last drug they're going to try, and hopefully it responds. But World Health Organization, European Centers for Disease Control are on alert for this new super gonorrhea that could be spreading around. All right, last but not least in the quack report. Yeah, Frank says give the guy some massive garlic. Yeah, hey, you know, that probably help him, right? All right, last but not least in the quack report. Are you taking some calcium supplements? Are you maybe pairing it with vitamin D? Well, here's a report that was in the Journal of Gut. It said that people get polyps, these small growths in their colon. They're supposedly non-cancerous by nature to begin with, but they can become cancerous later. So they grow slowly over the course of about 20 years. And they said patients that were placed in groups to check, they put them on like 1,200 milligrams of a isolated calcium supplement. They paired it with 1,000 units of vitamin D3, and they had a placebo group, too. So they had the counter group taking placebos. And what they found was that they tracked these folks between 6 and 10 years. And if you're taking isolated calcium supplements with isolated vitamin D supplements, you're at a higher risk that your polyps will get larger and become cancerous. So also women who smoked were at an even higher risk than that. So so those calcium supplements that are certified organic and they're not whole food, uh-oh, better check out thepowerherbs.com for an alternative. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Alrighty, we're talking about gluten neuropathy. This caught my eye. I'm like, what the heck? I know what neuropathy is, and I know what gluten is, but I'm like, put those two together, and I'm like, what? All right, so, you know, we've talked about gluten intolerance, the celiac disease recently, and, you know, all the health conditions that seem to be associated with it, type 1 diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, and hair loss, apparently. So beginning in 1945, actually, various health conditions started showing up in the military recruits, and military physicians knew this was not a genetic disorder, because that takes years to occur. So celiac disease kind of swept across North America, showing up even in children when there was a wheat shortage. So scientists, they altered the grain proteins and created a GMO wheat in 1945, making it more glutinous. They also kind of tinkered with it in around 1960 as well. All right, so we've got this GMO wheat. It's more glutinous. Unfortunately, this can trigger many diseases, including gluten intolerance. And when proteins get altered in the grains, such as in wheat, barley, and oats, it can actually create gluten intolerance or celiac disease and even other diseases. So science is telling us that protein manipulation, let's say in rice and corn, doesn't produce the celiac disease or gluten intolerance because their polypeptide chain is, their chemistry is different. So science has identified, get this, 55 health conditions linked to celiac disease, which is caused by your GMO grains. All right, so the health problems are actually magnified when you add the herbicides to it. Now, some medical doctors are finding out that taking wheat out of the diet can help their patients. Aha! So let's check this out. Let's check out the gluten activity, because according to Science Direct, wheat gluten has opioid activity, and it could encourage an imbalance in neurotransmitters, increasing the risk of conditions like schizophrenia. So the GM wheat with the high gluten content is confirmed by substantiated studies to create a lot of autoimmune conditions and lots of inflammation. Now, specifically, the modified wheat messes with your T cell antigens, which recognize targets. Okay, so it's all confused and it doesn't recognize an invader. So this T cell abnormality has been called gluten toxicity, and there are many health conditions associated with genetically modified wheat treated with herbicides. And as one scientist stated, this is from Science Direct, who says, the most significant conditions associated with celiac disease are 39% to 72% chance of early death. And then also Chris Gunnar, he's a BSc and Healthline. He's at Healthline. He says this, most of the wheat eaten today is a high-yield dwarf wheat. It's a crossbred GMO, end of quote. Well, let's look at the GMO grain conditions that it can create in us humans here. Science Direct actually reported on several of the health conditions humans and animals can develop eating GMO grains treated especially with glyphosate herbicide, and here are some of them. Irritable bowel syndrome, anemia, epilepsy, canker sores, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, autoimmune disease, schizophrenia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, depressed immune system, autism, inflamed bowel disease, migraines, fatigue, osteoporosis, lupus, insulin-dependent diabetes, thyroid malfunction, dermatitis, Crohn's disease, cognitive impairment, mood disorders, and hair loss. Goodness. Okay, so according to Healthline, the modern wheat is less nutritious, and it's causing many health problems. So the broad-bulk wheat experiment is the longest-running scientific study in history on wheat. So according to their report, the nutritional content in your wheat really didn't change much until 1960, when they really tinkered with your GMO wheat. So when modern GMO wheat was introduced, the one that we're getting most of it today is the last time they changed it was 1960. So the nutrient content after 1960 went downwards with regards to your zinc, copper, iron, and magnesium at about 28%. After herbicides were introduced in 1974, the nutrient content was again reduced as the chemicals blocked plants from absorbing nutrients in the soil. Now let's get to this gluten neuropathy thing that kind of, you know, jump-started this whole thing. Millions of people suffer from nerve pain. That's what it is. And often it's referred to peripheral neuropathy in your extremities. So diabetics often suffer from this condition. And in February, a report from the American Academy of Neurology stated that gluten-free diet can actually help resolve nerve pain. So the research showed that when people removed wheat from their diet, their nerve pain improved by about 55%, and it also helped people with cognitive problems. So when patients followed a strict gluten-free or wheat-free diet, their pain reduced by 89%. So this research coined the term gluten neuropathy. So these scientists think it's the wheat alone that is, but they haven't investigated the role of the herbicides on the grains because they get soaked in them. Now, another study by the University of Copenhagen in 2014 showed that removing the herbicide-soaked GMO grains reversed type 1 diabetes in mice, and their results were published in the Journal of Diabetes. Well, what could it hurt to go wheat-free? Really? Really? You could get better. So you may be asking, well, what's a lethal dose of this GMO wheat that's got, you know, glyphosate all over it? Well, the University of Florida Extension Service actually studied how toxic herbicides are handled in humans. And they report that, you know, herbicides like glyphosate are synthetic chemicals, and they're used in agriculture and various industries. And the EPA is supposed, you know, to test these chemicals for safety prior to use or sale. So they reported that the scientific way to determine toxicity is by what is called oral LD50 values, which, you know, helps determine a lethal dose in half the population. So science is telling us that herbicides specifically target plants, not humans. We can excrete these chemical residues no problem. That's what we're being told. But this does not mean we can, you know, pop open a container of Roundup and drink it. That wouldn't be recommended. Now, I want you, those of you that are on our mailing list, we have a newsletter that's free. There's no subscription. So you can check it out at thepowerherbs.com and click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up there. It's only delivered by email. But if you're on the list, you would get this chart in the next issue, which goes out tomorrow. And it's really the University of Florida Extension Service comparing household cleaners and drugs to your herbicides regarding the LD50 toxicity. And let's just say this. They got on here bleach and Tylenol. They got codeine and household ammonia. Okay. Glyphosate Roundup exceeds all of them combined in your toxicity LD50. Yep. So they also have table salt listed on here, and Roundup exceeds that. The table salt not supposed to be good for you, and processed salt's not. So anyone that ingested, let's say, bleach or ammonia or overdosed on codeine or Tylenol, hey, they'd be rushed to the hospital. Now, clearly, the herbicide toxin is well above these levels, and we tend to forget that Agent Orange, used in Vietnam, that was a defoliate jungle kind of herbicide, and it made soldiers sick with cancer and respiratory illness. So, is glyphosate just to kill weeds? I know I asked this the other day, but I'm asking it again. And why 50%? Why do they test LD50 against 50% of the population? Right? Well, proactive prevention, folks. You know, that's what we got to do. Because if you have to, you have to be proactive in protecting your health, because clearly the public is not well informed about these toxins. So, you know, forget the processed salt. You know, switch to a sun-dried Celtic salt. It still has the minerals, and it's the kind of salt they used thousands of years ago. It 84 microminerals, and it replaces your electrolytes, and it doesn't promote hypertension. So if you want a safe salt, get the salt that still has nutrients in it. Apothecary Herbs does offer the salt, Celtic salt. They do have formulas for, let's say, calcium, if you don't want to take the, you know, isolated form of calcium supplements. They have a plant-based whole food supplement. And I keep telling people, you know, the body needs calcium, boron, and magnesium all together in 2-to-1 ratio for the calcium to be absorbed. So if you want calcium, you're not going to get it from cow's milk. You're not going to get it from dolomite, ground-up cow bone, or seashells. You're going to get it from plants. They also have herbs for thyroid and more energy, also bowel health, of course. You can give them a call to order or ask for a free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the website, thepowerherbs.com. Because, you know, if you're serious about herbs, you're going to need Apothecary Herbs. And check out their offering. They have quite a few things there. And if you don't do the internet, no worries. Give them a call. And they have a catalog hotline. You just call that toll-free, 866-229-3663. And listen to the prompts and go to the hotline and leave your information, and we'll send you a product catalog. Those things fly out of here. I mean, you know, we just got a truckload of those in, what, November, Frank? And we're down to, like, a box. We got to get some more. So thepowerherbs.com, because it puts the power back in your hands. It liberates you. Nobody wants to be, you know, I guess a slave to drug therapy. You know, I hear it over and over again. People feel trapped in drug therapy. Well, you know, you got to admit, healthcare, one side is the business, you know, where disease management is very lucrative for them. And any treatment that produces disease is going to produce, you know, income for them. So the trauma side is the side that I see benefit in. You know, if you're in an accident, you need definitely trauma care. So, but you need to be discerning. You need to be very discerning out there, because herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. And God said that. That's his authoritative word, not mine. And God can't lie. So these synthetic chemicals, you know what he's thinking. Oh, yeah, he's thinking, you know, this is really undermining my creation. All right, we're going to talk about dealing with tension. Are you tense? Frank, are you tense? I know a lot of people are uptight and tense. There are a lot of things going on, and they just don't know what's going to happen. Well, people are stressed and tense, even depressed, and some have difficulty distinguishing, you know, what it is they're experiencing. Sometimes it could be anxiety. Sometimes it's just stress. Sometimes it's just tension, and sometimes it's just depression. So either way, your hormones are taking a big hit at when you feel this way, and your concentration, your energy level, as well as your immune system. So tension and stress overload you, and also could put you at risk of picking up some illnesses and diseases. Now, according to Kansas State University, we react to stress triggers between 50 to 200 times per day. Well, probably more so now with what's going on in Washington, but they may not all be red alert tension triggers, but we still react to them in a biological way. So we're going to take a look at what stress and tension is doing to us on a metabolic level, and how we can kind of diffuse that impact and save ourselves some grief. Well, let's look at some low-level tension triggers. Research at the Kansas State University listed some of the low-level tension triggers that we encounter on a daily basis, like, you know, waiting in long lines, traffic, you know, being at a traffic light waiting for that thing to change, waiting in line at the bank or the grocery store, being put on hold, not being connected to a live person. I find that very irritating, these phone trees. I don't like them very much. We always have a live customer service operator as an option for you guys when you call in, because I don't like being caught in a loop of technology, see? But these are low-tension triggers. Nothing really to write home about. It's not really going to impact your health dangerously. Other things that can really, you know, make you stressed are, where'd you leave your car keys? Did you spill something on your business suit? You know, and you got an important meeting. Are you late for a school test? You know, those things kind of tick up the stress anxiety level. Now, we hold a lot of tension in our muscles, and normally it takes an average of 20 minutes for our muscles to relax when they get all tense. However, when problems come in on a metabolic level, when there's not enough time in between the stressors to give us a break so that we can detense, right, de-stress ourselves, well, the tension builds up, right? It gets to be a problem. So we need to develop some coping mechanisms and some ways of dealing with our everyday life that can be stressful and not overwhelm us. All these hassles that are in life can impact the body and create major threats. So we want to make sure that we don't let that happen. So let's look at some tension tighteners, because life can make us tense, and sometimes stress and tension is kind of self-generating. If we overload our schedules at work, we are over-obligated. Sometimes it's, you know, our personality clashing with, you know, family members or work associates. Now, if you tend to have an attitude of my way is the highway, then, you know, it's going to cause some friction. And people may talk negatively about you causing more stress for other people. Other factors that cause us to become really tense and stressed out are hectic schedules with work and school, our finances, unexpected life changes, relationship problems, and family demands. These are all heaped on top of the pile, and you feel like you're buried in all of it, right? So too much tension can increase our risks of heart disease, digestive problems, insomnia, weight gain, immune system problems, inflammatory skin conditions, and even developing deep depression. So we don't want to go there. Nope. And you might say, well, how do I know? How do I know that I'm in trouble, that I'm carrying around a lot of the tension and stress and it's impacting my health in a negative way? Well, are you getting a bit moody? Are you irritable? Is you got a short temper? Are you having trouble relaxing? How about, do you feel overwhelmed, right? Are you feeling lonely? Sometimes that's stressful. Also, general unhappiness or depression can kind of wiggle its way in. Memory concentration problems, as well as poor judgment, being more pessimistic instead of being positive, and also constant worry wart, being over anxious. Well, I can see by the clock we're going to have to take a little break. But we're going to talk about how we can alleviate a lot of this stuff. We come right back.
When I was a little boy,
when I was just a boy,
the devil called my name.
When I was just a boy,
I say, now who do you think you're fooling?
When I was just a boy,
I'm a consecrated boy. Sunday choir. Oh, my mama loves me. She loves me. She get down on her knees and hug me. Oh, she loves me like a rock.
She rocked me like the rock.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com. heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, herb medicine options, coming up next.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Back here on Herb Talk. I know I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about dealing with tension and getting rid of stress. Now, I want to give you some heads up. You know, we talked about, you know, if you're feeling a little bit moody and you got a little irritability going on, but let's get to some physiological instead of psychological symptoms that you're overstressed. If you tend to develop a lot of aches and pains, if you have digestive problems crop up like constipation and diarrhea, could be an indicator, as well as nausea, dizziness, if you get a rapid heartbeat or chest pains, loss of your sex drive could be an indicator, as well as getting sick frequently. You get a cold, you get rid of that, you pick up another one. Also, if you got a change in your appetite and sleep patterns, if you tend to want to isolate yourself more, and you procrastinate a lot, if you're abusing substances like alcohol and tobacco or drugs, and if you get in some nervous habits, kicking up like pacing, nail biting, and also headaches can be also an indicator. Well, let's look at the cardio, because cardio reacts a lot when we get stressed out. Some people are what are referred to as cardiac reactors. They react to stress with cardiac symptoms of high blood pressure and chest pains and can't breathe and that kind of thing. So experiencing these 100 times a day is not a lot of pressure is really a lot of pressure on the ticker. Other people kind of show digestive symptoms. Their body will pump up more acid, and they'll get heartburn and stomach ulcers. Others may experience suppressed immune system and get sick all the time. And then there's the folks that get the tension and the stress headaches. And if the headache manifests, and it may be a migraine, a vascular headache, and it often occurs on the weekend after the stress has blown by, you know, it's just kind of delayed kind of response. And then some people get what we call silent migraines, okay? They may have visual disturbances, see wavy lines, just have visual, not really the headache pain, but just the visual disturbances. So that could be a silent migraine. Well, if you are tense enough, you could experience anxiety muscle tension. And this can produce pain severe enough that doctors prescribe medicines for it. Now, people with anxiety muscle tension have muscle spasms and twitching, or what feels like clamping up. The muscles clamp up and cause a lot of pain. Now, in extreme cases, people have become bedridden with the cramps and pain. And, you know, patients with this problem often state that the pain reminds them when they're trying to relax, or, you know, remains, I should say, when they're trying to relax and go to sleep and they can't sleep. So after this problem, often, they tend to get on a lot of sleep medicines and antispasmodic drugs, and they feel all doped up and they can't even think. Now, the condition can attack any muscle of the body, face muscles, mouth muscles, head, stomach, groin, and this can cause really tight, sore discomfort. And it drains your energy. It really does, because you're fighting against your body. So this tension can constantly attack us, different areas of the body, not just the same ones, and be fairly consistent. So you talk about being plagued with muscle pain. That's going to be very distracting, to say the least. So the attacks will follow an event causing a lot of anxiety, a nervous episode, maybe even fear, elevated stress levels, or even an imbalance in hormones can have a mood shift and cause a lot of this tension. Headaches will often be complicated with anxiety muscle tension too. So keep that in mind. Yeah, we overload our schedules. You know, we try to get things done, and things take longer than we think. And then we're all stressed out about it. Now, you want to be sensitive to your body. Often when we are stressed and tense, we don't realize that we can actually manifest a lot of this behavior, like clenching our teeth or our fists or dragging our feet or rubbing our hands together. These are all comfort mechanisms. And if we are conscious of this, we can shift our focus to something else and diminish the tension and the stress. So this helps to dissolve the surface tension and releases more energy to the body. So if you realize you're showing signs of tension, you can do some deep breathing, maybe a few relaxing exercises. A lot of people use Tai Chi or yoga. Often people will do stretching right there in their office on a yoga mat, and this helps them diminish a lot of these triggers. It's just a way of calming down, and it's almost like, you know, kids with ADHD, and you give them something else to do, and they get back to focus, okay? So we can find ways to derail this tension and on any anxiety, depression, and try to stay off these medications that medicine puts you on, because they just take you down that rabbit hole of rebound effect, where you're going to have anxiety, tension, and depression worse than when you started. Most of those drugs do that, so do your homework if you're ever prescribed any of them. Now, studies have suggested that, you know, looking at other people's faces and having a conversation calms the brain down through sensory receptors that we have, because you're focusing on that person, what they're saying, and you stop worrying about other things. So staying socially engaged is a way of dealing with overwhelming tension, depression, and anxiety. The second suggestion is to, you know, keep moving and be as mobile as possible. Exercise every day, for example, you know, get those neurotransmitters going in your brain because exercise does that. It also will perk up your immune system and keep your blood pressure lower. Guard against the urge to be immobile and crawl into bed and stay there. Resist that urge. This will add to body trauma, tension, depression, and anxiety. So your mind will tend to focus on feeling stuck, and this can bring on other emotions that may be unhealthy for you. You could get angry, bitter, even experience the emotions of grief. So emotions such as these have physical symptoms, and aches and pains can be associated with them. So, because our emotions translate chemically, and those chemicals in our system have an impact. Now, aside from being more social and getting your regular exercise, make sure you're looking at your diet. That's extremely important because you need, when you're under stress, you need natural B vitamins. I'm not talking about the synthetic garbage that's in every store. I'm talking about in foods, your whole foods. So highly refined foods don't have any of these nutrients, and they do affect your mood. So forget those sugary snacks. They're going to make you more tense and more stressed out and more anxious. On the other hand, if you eat some omega-3 rich foods, salmon, olive oil, coconut oil, coconut milk smoothies, along with your fruits and vegetables, these calm you down. They do. They really do. It's also beneficial to think positive, maybe learn a new joke and share it with your office mates or your carpool folks. And as the condition improves, it's going to be easier to get to sleep. That's going to be important and help your nervous system stay healthy. So there are some herbs that I like to use for situations like this. Of course there are, because herbs are concentrated nutrients. They're medicinal powerhouses, if you will. And so if you get the symptoms of tension and stress, anxiety, or feeling a little gloomy and depressed, herbs are going to be full of that nutrition to lift your mood, to strengthen your nervous system so you can cope with all that stress that you're under. Herbs offer also a calming effect to your nerves and enable you to cope with all your stress triggers a lot better. So I like herbs that relax all those tense muscles and avoid any spasms and pain and tightness. Then there are herbs that can just melt away a headache, tension headaches. There are herbs to, you know, power up and strengthen the cardiovascular, help you breathe easier by dilating your bronchial, and just, you know, kind of take the tension off your nervous system. So there's herbs for everything I just mentioned, and they're all at thepowerherbs.com, and they're in their product catalog. So you can, there's tabs on the internet, and in the catalog you can go to the anxiety, panic attacks, depression tab, and you can see the different formulas there. We do have the cardiovascular section, and we also have a headache and pain area. So you've got a lot of things going for you there. Plus, you know, the one with the B vitamins is going to give you lots of energy. It's our body food mix. It's full of nutrition, and it helps the body cope when it's under fire. So you definitely want to power up, give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call, and, you know, skip those prescriptions because they're just going to deplete you further of nutrition and make your it's going to compound your problem, really, rather than help you. So thepowerherbs.com, give them a call. Get a free catalog and get empowered. It's 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Yeah, take back the power. That's what I say. All right, I know the holidays coming up. You guys are going to be enjoying this weekend. And I hope you all, before I forget, I want to say I hope you all have a very great Resurrection Sunday, and remember who the holiday is for. All right, we're going to talk about some baby boomer medicine and some herbs, one of my favorites, actually. We're going to talk about echinacea root here a little bit. USA Today reported that 60 million Americans are using herbal medicines. And so why are so many people into the herbs. Well, herbs are kind of getting a lot of press lately because of a lot of studies that have been done on them. Mark Blumenthal, he's the founder of the American Botanical Council, he says herbs have solid science behind them. Others agree, such as naturopath physician Donald Brown in Seattle. So he's recognized that some of the top herbal experts, and he explains that herbal remedies have the best scientific evidence behind them and the clearest definition of use. And, you know, if herbs were so impotent and worthless, pharmaceutical companies wouldn't have used them for decades to make their drugs out of. So U.S. medical profession has introduced was introduced to echinacea in 1887. Yep, it was introduced in Europe in 1895. So this is the purple coneflower. And it became very popular in the 20th century and was the top-selling herb in America. Yep, it was. So it's kind of get there now. People are still into their echinacea root, like me. I love it. People have referred to it as a natural penicillin, you know, better than antibiotics and so forth. So when penicillin and other wonder drugs, though, came out, it kind of replaced echinacea, the demand for it anyway. So by the 1930s, echinacea fell from use after some propaganda was released by the American Medical Association promoting it as a worthless plant, and anyone who defended it was a quack. But in Europe, echinacea was still very popular, especially in Germany. Dr. Gerhard Matus, after securing echinacea potpourri seeds from America, began growing and researching the benefits of echinacea. That's right. So much of the German research at the time really didn't include echinacea angustifolia until Dr. Matus did obtain the seeds and started looking into them. Most comprehensive studies on echinacea were founded pretty much by Germany's leading herbal medicine folks over there. They were big into herbs, still are. So today, Dr. Mattis's studies are still used in scientific studies to date. So they refer back to his work on the echinacea. So let's look at the track record. Research, you know, on echinacea was by medical researchers, doctors, and herbalists. And German physicians established the echinacea's primary action as an increase the number of your white blood cells, which is part of your immune system response. So this enhancement in your immune system cells assisted your body to fight infections, and this is where we've heard that it decreases the duration of your illness, gets you over the illness faster. So since the 1930s, over 400 journal articles have been published on this, and you know, this so-called worthless plant, why would you do 400 studies on it if it was so worthless, right? So more studies have been written on the chemistry, the pharmacology, and even some clinical uses of echinacea root. And what do all these studies conclude? Well, a majority of them say echinacea is effective in treating viral and bacterial infections as well as fungus, healing wounds, and reducing inflammation. So those are the primary actions that they've noticed clinically when echinacea root is utilized. But then there's the ancient research. You know, the ancients used echinacea. It's been used for hundreds of years. The Plains Indians here in America used echinacea. They used it as an antiseptic, an analgesic. They used it as a poisonous antidote, you know, for insect and snake bites. They used it for toothaches, wounds, sore throats, childhood diseases like mumps, smallpox, and measles. Now, other Indian tribes were known to use echinacea as well. So the Cheyenne, the Comanche, Dakotas, the Pawnee, the Sioux, a lot of these tribes across America used echinacea. Very common in North American folklore and medicine. Native Americans' favorite herb, actually. Okay, so they used it a lot. So the part of the echinacea plant most often used actually is the root, and then the other part is the stalk. So the early settlers learned, when the Americans came here, they learned about echinacea and its therapeutic uses from the Indians, and it's been used ever since. So history is teaching us that in 1762, settlers and the Dakota Indians used echinacea to treat even saddle sores on their horses. Now, soon, echinacea root became a secret ingredient in a lot of tonics and blood purifiers. So during 1916 to 1950, echinacea was listed in the U.S. National Formulary. It was published by the Journal of the American Medical Association, and it was also listed as a useless remedy. Okay, so it was published there. They used it for some things, and then later it grew out of favor, and they said it was pretty useless. So what do we know? Well, from the plains of North America to the halls of science in Germany, what we have learned about echinacea is we know that it is really best for immune and system enhancement. And what does that mean? Well, it is not the herb of choice to use as a preventative, but it is the herb to use to help strengthen your immune system to shorten your illness when you are sick. So you only want to use echinacea when you're sick, not every day like a multivitamin. If you used it every day like a multivitamin, it's not going to work as well. So the studies to date say that echinacea is an herb helpful in treating colds, coughs, flus, upper respiratory infections, sore throats, swollen glands, urinary tract infections, herpes, candida, wounds, skin infections, psoriasis, eczema, inflammation, topical use, and other minor infections. So how does science explain how this herb is doing that? Well, echinacea stimulates your immune system to make more killer T cells, those white blood cell macrophages, which kill viruses and bacteria and help your blood attack these germs. So it just makes your immune system work more efficiently and faster. So it is also recommended that anyone with an autoimmune disease like lupus, HIV, should not use echinacea because you're probably on immune suppressant drugs. So you don't want to take an immune stimulator like echinacea root because they work against one another. Now, researchers believe that echinacea can worsen your condition if you are experience autoimmune diseases, so don't use this plant. Others feel that although there are a few restrictions, echinacea does have benefits that may outweigh those risks, so definitely run that by your healthcare professional, whoever you are working with. Now, let's get to growing some echinacea root because, spring's here and people are going to be, starting their gardens. So what if you plant some echinacea out there in your garden? Start a little herb section, a medicinal section, and make sure you get some of this coneflower growing. So if you tend to have a green thumb, dedicate some garden space to your medicinal herbs. So any garden is going to be more beautiful with these daisy-like purple flowers that attracts all your butterflies, basically. Butterflies love bees, too. Oh, man, if you got echinacea, like when I grow mine, all the bees come in, and some beekeeper locally is going to have some really fabulous honey. So echinacea is really drought tolerant, and it has this compact root system, which no significant diseases have been found to affect it, really, so it's good. It's recommended not to plant your echinacea near cucumbers, though. The cucumber virus has been known to affect your echinaceas, causing the leaves to get yellow, which can cause it to attract aphids. So don't place your echinaceas near your cucumbers. The next decision is, whether you want to plant echinacea angustifolia or echinacea potpourea, a couple of varieties of echinacea. Both are indigenous to North America. Easy to grow if you want to grow them from seeds. Plant your seeds in the spring when the soil is between 55 to 70 degrees, and then plant near the surface, and then they'll begin to germinate. Lightly cover with about an eighth of an inch of soil. Plants should be spaced about 18 to 24 inches apart, and the germination time is within about 10 to 20 days. So after germination, they go pretty quickly. They grow up like weeds, bam. And most echinacea will grow in zones 3 to 10, but they prefer shade in well-drained neutral soil between a pH of 6 to 8. But you can grow in clay. It doesn't like weeds, and it does bloom from June to October. Now, of course, you know, don't use your glyphosate if you get weeds in your herbal garden. There's a lot of natural oils that you can put down that will kill your weeds. A couple of places now offer these in spray bottles. You know, I think even Lowe's Hardware has stuff. It smells like cinnamon and cloves, actually. And it gets rid of your weeds. No problem. Dandelions, no matter what it is, just spray on it. And it's just organic. Well, your Echinacea angustifolia is going to have these long, thin petals. It grows to less than 12 inches high. It'll have this rosy purple to pale pink purple flower. It does really well in zones 4 to 9. And it particularly likes higher elevations where winters get colder. And they are perennial, so they come back every year. So, also, the Echinacea potpourri version is the choice of most gardeners with residential gardens across America. It has these long, stiff stems and of these beautiful, bright purple flowers. It grows to about 3 feet, is native to parts of Virginia, Georgia, and Louisiana. And it's easy to cut and dry and harvest in the late fall. Unlike the angustifolia version, it prefers lower elevations and milder winter. So right here in North Carolina, most of the echinacea is going to be the potpourri variety. And so in the fall, when everything starts to die off, you'll see the coneflower turn dark. And what you want to do is snip it off, and you can take it indoors, and you can just, like, rub it between your hands, and all the seeds fall off. You know, you can collect the seeds, and you can plant more. So, so basically, you know, you've got a natural antibiotic along with your garlic, which is another natural antibiotic. Researchers suggest echinacea stimulates your immune system, shortens your duration of illness, and who wouldn't want that growing in their garden, right? So, but of course, you know, a lot of people just don't have space for gardens or time to grow anything. You can definitely give us a call at Apothecary Herbs. We have several versions of echinacea formulas in dropper bottles. We have them, echinacea by itself, and we have it combined with other herbs. So you can check it out with the action and targeted or broad spectrum type of use, whatever you're looking for. I like to layer my echinacea formulas with other herbs, even if they're in a separate bottle. So if I just have an echinacea formula, and I have a ginseng formula over here, and I have an astragalus root, I'll use those three together for kind of a nip it in the bud kind of situation when I first start to feel a little yucky. And within hours, I feel a whole lot better. So you get this synergistic action of the herbs empowering one another. And it's a great combo. Actually, it's our Three Amigo pack, if you're looking for that on the website, under the Immune Boosters tab. So, really, we are the self-care generation, folks. We are. And we are into our plant-based medicine, and that's a good thing, because we're following the instruction that God gives us in the Scripture, and He wants us to do that. I don't believe He thinks we should use pharmaceutical drugs to stay healthy, because they don't keep us healthy. They just manage disease until they don't work anymore. So thepowerherbs.com, get your free catalog today. You can download it off the website or call and request one to be mailed. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Call today, get empowered. I'm out of time. Have a great Resurrection Sunday. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.